Light of Christ,
thanks be to God.
We go all the way up. The light of Christ. Please be seated for the Exalted. And that's on page 145. And it'll just be part of it, not the whole thing. Exalt, let them exalt the hosts of heaven. Exalt, let angels minister of God's exalt. Let the trumpet of salvation sound aloud, our mighty kings triumph. Be glad, let earth be glad, as glory floods her. Ablaze with light from her eternal King. Let all corners of the earth be glad, knowing an end in gloom and darkness. Rejoice, the Mother Church also rejoice, arrayed with the light and lightning of his glory. Let this holy building shake with joy, filled with the mighty voices of the peoples. On this, your night of grace, O Lord, Heavenly Father, accept this candle as a solemn offering, the work of bees and of your servants' hands, an evening sacrifice of praise, the gift from your most holy church. We now have the first reading from the book of Genesis.
A reading from the book of Exodus. The Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to go forward, and you lift up your staff, and with hand outstretched over the sea, split the sea in two, that the Israelites may pass through it on dry land. But I will make the Egyptians so obstinate that they will go in after them. Then I will receive glory through Pharaoh and all his army, his chariots and charioteers. The Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I receive glory through Pharaoh and his chariots and charioteers." The angel of God, who had been leading Israel's camp, now moved and went around behind them. The column of cloud also, leaving the front, took up its place behind them, so that it came between the camp of the Egyptians and that of Israel. But the cloud now became dark, and thus the night passed without the rival camps coming any closer together all night long. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord swept the sea with a strong east wind throughout the night, and so turned it into dry land. When the water was thus divided, the Israelites marched into the midst of the sea on dry land, with the water like a wall to their right and to their left. The Egyptians followed in pursuit. All Pharaoh's horses and chariots and charioteers went after them right into the midst of the sea. In the night watch just before dawn, the Lord cast through the column of the fiery cloud upon the Egyptian force a glance that threw it into a panic, and he so clogged their chariot wheels and they could hardly drive. With that, the Egyptians sounded the retreat before Israel, because the Lord was fighting for them against the Egyptians. Then the Lord told Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea, that the water may flow back upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and their charioteers." So Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and at dawn, the sea flowed back to its normal depth. The Egyptians were fleeing head on toward the sea when the Lord hurled them into its midst. As the water flowed back, it covered the chariots and the charioteers of Pharaoh's whole army, which had followed the Israelites into the sea. Not a single one of them escaped. But the Israelites had marched on dry land through the midst of the sea, with the water like a wall to their right and to their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel on that day from the power of the Egyptians. When Israel saw the Egyptians lying dead on the seashore and beheld the great power that the Lord had shown against the Egyptians, they feared the Lord and believed in him and his servant Moses. Then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord. "I will sing to the Lord, for he is gloriously triumphant. Horse and chariot he has cast into the sea." The word of the Lord.
We now have Stand for the Gloria on page 159. Glory to God in the highest, all together, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Only Begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and the glory of God the Father. Amen. We'll now have the epistle on page 157 or 159.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, are you unaware that we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were indeed buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in newness of life. For if we have grown into union with him through a death like his, we shall also be united with him in the resurrection. We know that our old self was crucified with him, so that our sinful body might be done away with, that we might no longer be in slavery to sin. For a dead person has been absolved from sin. If then we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. We know that Christ, raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has power over him. As to his death, he died to sin once and for all. As to his life, he lives for God. Consequently, you too must think of yourselves as being dead to sin and living for God in Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And I have the responsorial psalm on page 160. Gospel according to Mark. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so they might go and anoint him. Very early when the sun had risen, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb. They were saying to one another, "Who will roll back the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw the stone had been already rolled back. It was very large. On entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a white robe, and they were utterly amazed. He said to them, "Do not be amazed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, the crucified. He has been raised. He's not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go and tell his disciples and Peter, he's going before you to Galilee. There you will see him as he told you." The Gospel of the Lord. You may all be seated. We're celebrating the resurrection of Jesus, and we are all called to be a part of somewhat the same thing. We give it the name heaven. Heaven is not a place. It's a special kind of living. We notice that Jesus was transformed in his resurrected state. He wasn't recognized. What is this? In other words, we're called after we die. That love of God is with us to help us. This is given the ancient name of purgatory. There we meet with God, and God works with us. He works with us so we grow better. This is beyond what we're not living here anymore. It's beyond. And God is trying to help us to get into, become people who are always loving, thoughtful, considerate, in ways which are beyond anything we get here. That is the resurrected state, where there's no selfishness. We're concerned about each other. We want good for each other. It's that state of being. And I had a personal kind of situation about a little boy who was about 4 years old. And this actually happened. And what I see in him is what we will be like one day. This little boy had a mother who worked in our church, and the church was attached to where the priest lived. And the boy, little boy, used to come with his mother when she was working in the church and various kinds of things. And one day the little boy said, "Father, can I see where you live?" "No, ask your mother." The mother said, "Oh, sure, you can see." So we went in. It was a rather large place. And first we stopped at my office. "What's this one for?" And I said, "Well, that's where I see people from time to time when they want to come see me." "Oh, okay." And then we went a little further. And that was the dining room. "Your mother works there sometimes. She makes nice meals for me." "Oh, she does, yeah. That's really pretty good." We kept on going. We got back to a bigger part where I lived. And "What'd you do in this big place?" "Well, it is kind of big, you know. I get kind of lonesome here because, you know, all I got there is the old grandfather clock. And that bangs once in a while, and I don't feel so lonesome." Not that. Oh, and we got to the bathroom and where I shave and all this kind of stuff. Finally, we got to my bedroom. He says, "That's an awful little bed." Well, I said, "Yeah, it is awful little, very, very little. You see, I just need a little bed because I sleep all by myself." "So all by yourself? Don't you get lonesome?" I said, "Yeah, I do get lonesome sometimes. I do." And I could see in his face that little brain was thinking and thinking and thinking. So finally he went back home with his mother. And a week or two after that, he came back, and we were there in the church. He said, "Mom, can I go through Father's place again?" "Yes, sure, go ahead." So we went all through back there. We got into all through the things I won't go into. And we stopped in my bedroom. He was carrying a little paper sack. And the little boy said, he reached in the sack and pulled out his teddy bear. And he said, "I want you to have my teddy bear. Then you won't be so lonesome when you go to bed." Perfect love, compassion. He knew I got lonesome. He had a teddy bear. And he gave me his teddy bear. That is the state to which we're all called. That state where there's love, merciful love. If you see people hurt, we want to help them. Because at that point, that infinite love of God, who is merciful love, comes into us. I'll never forget that. I lost the teddy bear somewhere. I don't know what happened. So anyway, but think of that little boy, about 4 years old. Merciful love. Nothing selfish. Just want to help you. And that's what we'll be. See, heaven's not a place that we go. We don't really know how it works, anything like that. But it's a state of being where all there is love. We see each other, whatever the need might be, and we just do it because we love each other. And that's what that becomes after God has worked in us, we give the name heaven. Heaven is not a place we go for being good. It's so much more than that. It's the state of total, merciful, compassionate love. And for all eternity, we love. Eternity, we have no idea about that. It's not a long time. It's just a totally different way of being. I'll never forget that little boy. I can't even remember his name. He was more loving than me. I think I understand now why Jesus said, unless you become like little children, you will not enter the kingdom of God. I think I know what that means now. Just love. No selfishness. No other kind of thing. Maybe some people think I'm great or anything like that. He just saw I was lonely. And he felt the loneliness. And he wanted to heal it. I think that's a pretty good heaven. I think it's a pretty good heaven. Now if I can remember where I am. let's see here. Okay. Oh. If you think I don't know what I'm doing, you're right. All right, we're going to the blessing of the water. Loving and merciful God, allow your merciful, compassionate love to enter deep in this water. And as we use this water and sprinkle each other and ourselves, we believe that the love that you put in there comes into us to help us become more loving, more merciful, more compassionate. We might say it's kind of like a little taste of heaven. Just a little taste. But a taste of that is really good. Oh, now I got to sprinkle you with water. Well, let me see. Where's our water? It's over there, but I think we forgot the sprinkler. Well, you got one? Okay. It's a good thing I'm 91 years old. You can get away with this stuff then. Because the old Gary Mayer, she ain't what she used to be. No. My body's not working, my brain's not working sometimes, but this is the best part of my life. I'll tell you what I'll do. You got some? That's right. I'll put my hand in here go like that. How's that?
That works. That's what John the Baptist did.
I'm glad we have a bishop who is very understanding. Now we'll have the prayer of the faithful.
Please respond. Let us rejoice. Jesus has risen and gained our salvation. Let us rejoice. For our Easter celebration, that we will share the joy of Christ's resurrection, we pray, let us rejoice. For our Holy Catholic Church, that it be open to all who seek spiritual nourishment, we pray, let us rejoice. For Pope Francis, that he continues to welcome all with compassion and openness, we pray, let us rejoice. That we are grateful for all the blessings we have, and we listen as Jesus guides us in our needs. We pray, let us rejoice. For our Easter flower memoriams, we pray, let us rejoice. For those who are sick, suffering, homeless, or struggling with any hardship, that they find healing and comfort in the resurrection, we pray, let us rejoice. For those who have died, especially the people of St. Stan's, and all the loved ones in our hearts who are already experiencing the joy of resurrection, we pray, let us rejoice.
Loving and merciful God, we place these petitions in your loving arms. We place all things that are deepest in our heart and our soul. Loving God, help us to be grateful. Not only when life is easy, but also when it's very, very hard. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If two of you can bring up the gifts here, and the ushers may go to take the collection now.
Our offertory hymn is The Strife Is Over, number 275.
Just two of you can bring it up. Be brave.
Hallelujah.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours be acceptable to God, our loving Father. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to claim you, O Lord, but on this evening, above all, to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. For he is the true Lamb who has taken away the sins of the world. By dying has destroyed our death, by rising restored our life. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise. And even the heavenly powers of the angelic hosts sing together with a hymn of your glory as they acclaim. Holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed, he entered willingly into his passion. He took bread and, giving thanks, broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection. We offer the Lord the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks you've held us worthy to be in your presence, minister to you. Humbly we pray that partake